Happy draft day, everybody. I'm Jessica Singh, and welcome to Sit Down with Jess and the Her Network on Zingo TV channel 251. Please remember to download both the Barn Burner and Zingo TV apps in their respective app store on iOS and Android devices. While you download, make sure to rate and leave a comment. Both apps are free. Zingo TV is also available on Google Chromecast, Amazon Fire, and Fire TV 6, Roku, and Roku 6, and also on all smart TVs 2016 forward. In today's episode, I will be speaking with a friend of mine who is a basketball fanatic like myself. She actually played college ball her entire life. Maria, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jess. It is an absolute pleasure to be here. So thank you for having me.
I'm so excited, girl. For those who are not familiar with you, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Oh, okay. So I'm Maria, from Barrie, Ontario. I live in Toronto now. Started playing basketball competitively, like on a rep team when I was probably about grade 4 or 5. Played all throughout my life. And then went to Carleton University. What? Go Ravens. and then essentially just like made the team. And then my mom called and I was so excited. I was like, Mom, I made the team. And she's like, I didn't pay for university for you to go play ball. And I was okay, I'm no Candace Parker. I'm no Lisa Leslie. I am 5'7". So I am not making the WNBA. So noted, Mom. So essentially I made the team and then decided not the right path for me, but just wanted to like get to that level and just to prove to myself that I could, but I'm super happy to be here and talk about my favorite thing in the entire world.
Yes, girl, which is basketball. Like, I mean, how did you get into basketball?
So
your cousins, parent, anyone play?
Yeah. So I'm the youngest of 5 kids. I don't know if you knew that about me. I'm the youngest.
Oh, I actually didn't.
I know. Like, I'm the youngest of 5 kids, and there is an 8-year gap between me and my next brother. So growing up,
8 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm 29. My brother's 37, and then they go up from there. So, growing up, essentially, I was thrust to basketball, and it was like you play basketball or you're out of the family. Like. No joke.
Really? No way.
Yeah. So it was, you know, a good upbringing and like lots of Michael Jordan. Grew up with Michael Jordan. Yeah. My sister is a massive Utah Jazz fan. Loved her mailman, Karl Malone, John Stockton, Jeff Hornacek.
Yeah.
Love them all.
Oh, the whole family. I love them. I didn't even know about that either. I mean, your whole family played like.
Yeah, well, I mean, for the most part, my brothers were essentially the biggest ones that were into it. And then, it just kind of followed, like, as I was born, I was picking up a basketball.
Like, let's go. Well, let's get right into the show. It's draft day tonight. Girl, is this crazy? It's happening while we're on the show. Are you watching draft right now? What's happening?
I'm getting some notifications.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Well, why don't we get into James Harden? Girl, what is going on? Hey, like he turned down a $50 million per year extension with the Rockets. What are your thoughts?
I get it. Yeah. I mean, both him and Westbrook are like, I'm out. So
yeah,
I don't know if maybe it's something in the front office that we don't really know about. I don't like both of them want out, so it's like I would have thought one of them would stay, but doesn't look to be that way. You know, when because of this verbal agreement, and then the Rockets tweeting out that you know they're willing to be uncomfortable with the trade deadlines and everything like that, and they're willing to wait for whatever comes. We all know he's going to go to Brooklyn. It's
He has his mindset. Like, I mean, they can't change it. Yes, they can. It's slow down process where it's going to take what 2 years. I think he'll still with the Rockets still. Right. So, I mean, they do have time, but At the same time, if I mean, it's Harden. I can definitely see him playing with like Kevin Durant and all the other superstars. So
I mean, like, but my thing is, okay, you have Kyrie, you have Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is used to working with, you know, other superstars. But I'm not sure what the chemistry is going to be like, to be perfectly honest, because you have three big voices. And, you know, Curry was willing to kind of say, yes, it's my team. And Kevin Durant was willing to be like, yeah, but as long as you give me, like, most of the final shots, I'm good with that. I mean, I don't know. Kevin Durant's used to sharing the spotlight. I don't, like, I mean, Harden is, but with terrible people. So I get it. But I feel like we just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, when I first heard it, I was like, essentially, Harden's going to rank his strip clubs and he's going to to be honest.
He's
like,
going to be going all out. He's going to find another Khloe Kardashian. With the best
Brooklyn.
There's so many out there. I mean,
makes sense.
And from Bronx mamas.
Cardi B from
Oh yeah, J-Lo's Bronx. I mean, yes. I mean, you're gonna find a lot of amazing girls. Let's just say. Well, did you hear about the Westbrook and John Wall deal?
So
is that happening too, right?
So I'm interested to see if it's just going to go straight up, like one for one, because they both have the same sort of contracts going on right now. So I'm not sure if it's just going to go person for person or if they're going to add more onto that.
But I think that Houston wants like assets due to John Wall's ruptured Achilles. So it's going to be tough, but I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, Kate came back from her ruptured Achilles, so you have to take that into account. It's like, okay,
valid.
You this money.
Yeah. What's happening, right? Yeah, no. Valid point. Okay, well, we'll see what happens with Harden. I mean, I'm rooting for the guy. So, but let's touch on the MVP, the two-time MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but you know what I mean. Greek. Woo! Okay. Dude, rumor has it, Giannis could sign a super max extension with the Bucks. Do you think Giannis would actually even go forward with that?
You know what? With the moves the Bucks have made, yes. Because I think the biggest thing with him, and you know, I'm just talking my own opinions.
No, girl, you have more basketball knowledge. You played, okay? You played ball. I feel like you would, like, you just know ball. So hey, I'm so happy to be talking to you today. Like, I need to hear your feedback.
when I'm the youngest of five, so when I hear a sibling win something, I want it that much more.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So, go for it.
I think for, like, with Giannis and his, everything that's going on, and then people poking fun at the fact that his brother won a ring before he did, and all the...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think it kind of irks him a bit. So I know there was this big thing with Giannis unfollowing all of his teammates on Instagram. He only follows his family now. That, great. But I think with the moves that the Bucks have made, it proves that they actually want to give him pieces he can play with. I mean,
exactly.
That's a lot for Drew Holiday. I won't lie.
Do you think it's for desperation or like confidence? I don't know at this point. I feel like you're just kind of pleasing Giannis. Again, it's Giannis. I guess, at the end of the day, but I don't know. It's just. Makes me a little iffy.
And that's the thing, like, I don't know if I would have traded that for Drew Holiday. Like, DiVincenzo was so good for them in the playoffs that I'm like, wow, you're gonna do him dirty. Okay. Like, and no shade to him, like, that's great, but I mean, if you're gonna turn this team into a contender, you have to add those pieces. Like I can't even say his name.
Oh, I can't say his name either. I was like, no, I'm still not even to bother. I'm like, we know, everyone knows.
Terrible. Anyways, adding him and Drew Holiday definitely spices things up. The East is now a beast, and I'm looking forward to it. But as a Raptors fan, I'm hurting on the inside. Like, I'm like, what are we doing? We're not doing anything.
Nothing. I haven't heard a peep. Like, there's nothing. Like, it's like, what's happening, guys? Like, are we forming a new team? Draft? Like, trade? Like, is there anything going on?
Draft picks.
Right? who do you think should maybe get traded on the Raptors team?
This is a loaded question.
I know. It's hard.
Thrown at me, right?
Go right at it, girl. You have time.
Compose myself.
We have time.
You know what? Freddie's asking for this max. And to be perfectly honest, if I'm going by performance, Freddie has been the most consistent. Pascal was a ghost in the playoffs. Freddie stepped up. And Freddie was there even when Kawhi was there, and he stepped up there too. So I'm like, okay, Freddie, you can play with a superstar. You can lead the team on your own. Like, why wouldn't we pay the man? If we're going to pay Serge that money, love Serge. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit for Serge. But, but regardless, if we're going to pay Serge that money, if we're paying Powell that money, we gotta pay Freddie. Like,
I feel like you should trade Powell and give him that money to Freddie, because Powell isn't doing anything at all. I haven't seen anything, unless you have,
but the nerd, no the nerd I am, like the nerd I am, because okay, no one saw the DeMar trade happening, right? So the nerd there's a chance. So you're saying there's a chance. So I did my little like trade simulator thing, if it would work. And I mean, you have to throw in some money and some draft picks and such, but essentially if we traded Powell and Serge, we would get Harden straight up. Worst trade for the
we would get Harden, you think?
Yeah.
Raptors would? But do you think Harden will play in Toronto? I don't know. Who do we like? Yeah, we have Kyle, we have Freddie, we have Pascal, and we just traded. Who do we trade again?
No, I mean, where would he want to go? I assume Brooklyn, but I'm just throwing the Hail Mary out in the air because it happened with Kawhi. So, you know, it's strange things have happened. So I mean, it's probably not going to happen, but at this point, I'm like, might as well.
Fingers crossed, especially Raptors. Like, I mean, it would be nice to see them winning another championship home. But then again, I mean, did you hear about like the Raptors playing in Toronto? I mean, the health official are going over the contract or something today, and they might announce it. But to me, honestly, it makes no sense, because why are you like transferring the players from the States back and forth? I mean, it's COVID season, whatever it is called, COVID. It makes no sense.
Zero sense. Zero. Absolute zero. And as a Raptors fan, obviously I miss the games.
Yeah.
But to me, their health and our health is more important. So, I mean, I heard they're going down to the Florida area if they
Tampa, yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, the only thing I'd be upset about is the fact that we're not going to get Raptors fans in there.
No, yeah. To me, honestly, like, it does, I don't even if they play in Tampa, like, I even spoke about, like, to my co-host in a recent episode about them playing in Tampa, like, it honestly, like, it doesn't matter, because we can't even go and watch them. It's not the same. We're going to be on TV. Like, I mean, they're going to be on TV, and it doesn't matter. But, like, let them stay in the States. Like, they have families, I'm sure, like, half of them are in the States already, and then you're going to get them to fly out to Toronto? No.
And for me, I'm like, even if you moved them to a border city, that would even be better, because at least you know, And I like that they're putting it in a city that doesn't already have an NBA team, because you know, it at least creates that neutral ground. But at the same time,
exactly, like,
if you moved to someplace like Buffalo, or I would take Buffalo. Like, I mean, would we, could we maybe use the NFL stadium? You know,
I mean, at this point, they probably would. I mean, COVID.
Keep everyone apart. I mean,
exactly. Okay, yeah.
If they allowed the World Series to go on with spectators, I don't see there being
an issue.
You know what I mean? But I mean, it's completely different when now you introduce another country to the mix. And now you're integrating so many other people that it's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary risk. I honestly think their only battle is where. I mean, where in the States, not where in Canada.
I mean, it was set. It wasn't not set, but like Tampa was their number one pick. So I think like they should probably go with Tampa, and like the Blue Jays won in Tampa. So it could be, you know, a good luck. Girl, what's happening with the draft right now? Are you looking, are you watching, or what is going on?
I mean, I can check for an update, because I've
check quickly. I mean, why, like, we'd rather, I mean,
my TSN
8 o'clock
just going, because obviously Clay Thompson is essentially done.
Again.
Get surgery.
My apologies. I'm just getting very frustrated with the NBA, like the athletes. Klay Thompson again. He is injured again. How?
I don't know. They're not even playing. Like, I mean, they're scrimmages right now. So I don't think that they've called the first one yet. Now, realize that when they do these drafts, there's a whole lot of, I feel like it's on the movies when they're on the phone. Oh, you, that person, but that person. Mm-hmm. And my thing with the draft is, all right, who's going to handle the Ball family? Because they are a ball of something. Like, gonna take that on. And to be perfectly honest, I don't see him in a place like Charlotte. I see them running over Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota needs him the most, to be perfectly honest.
Klay Thompson?
They don't have a true point guard right now. There's, like, there's nobody. Like, and we don't even know what's happening with D'Angelo Russell. Like,
And, like, I mean, with the whole, like, again, like Harden and Westbrook, like, their divorce is going to be hard to watch them part ways, but, again. Like,
it's
for the best.
Famous divorce on TMZ, and maybe it's just during COVID, that this is the only thing we're following.
I would love to watch that with, I mean, that would probably be the best show to watch, honestly. Like, I mean, Harden and Westbrook, I can't get over that. I still can't believe they're going to part ways. They will, I mean, eventually, but I don't see them going to the same team, though. So.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
No.
Almost did it. Absolutely not. They are not
going to. But could you imagine them going to the same team again? Like, I'm not. Like, both of them over to the Nets?
That's honestly like the Spurs and Kawhi asking for a trade, and the Spurs being like, okay, fine, you want to trade? Okay, fine, we're shipping you to Canada later.
Let's go. I'm sending a contract over. No, not the contract. We will come pick you up at the airport and physically transport you to the other side of the border,
Have you heard that story about Dikembe Mutombo when he first came? And he got off the plane in New York and didn't even leave the airport because he was like, yeah, I'm not staying here. It's too cold, because it was snowing.
No, really?
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I'm not staying here. I'm I'm going somewhere else. So then, yeah, he went to Houston. So
interesting.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't know. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
The more you know things.
Hey, the more you know, the better it is. So going back to when you played basketball, what were some of your proud moments?
I mean, definitely making the Carleton basketball team was definitely a problem for me. I think because of the legacy that team has, I mean, mm-hmm. yes, it's technically our boys, but it's the whole mm-hmm. family of it all that, you know, yeah. we are basketball royalty in Canada, which is, you know, I guess saying something, but regardless, still there. I think being captains of my basketball teams growing up was a really big accomplishment. It just really stuck with me, just being able to be that leader and mm-hmm. be that example. And I think that mm-hmm. that's kind of what motivated me as well, because I'm not really like, I am motivated by people, but I'm more motivated by somebody that's going to beat me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. to have that motivation, because a lot of people are like, oh, Allen Iverson, practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Let's get it. So I think that that's one of my biggest accomplishments. And it's one of the things that I really appreciate now, like as an adult, mm-hmm. having yeah. that and being able to have those difficult conversations with your teammates to be like, yo, pull up your socks. And that's
yeah.
the nicest way to put it. I never put yeah. it that way, but because we are.
But here. It helps you grow. No, but like it helps you grow. Like I know, like right now as adults, we, you know, the same sort of, you know, skills and knowledge that we transfer over to our work, you know, environment and towards our teammates as well, like our teammates, I mean, coworkers. So it really does help. And I really encourage everybody out there, kids or, you know, teenagers are watching to play a sport and learn some leadership skills. Do you have any advice for anyone watching who wants to play basketball?
Put your kids in sports. I mean, yes, school gave me that education, mm-hmm. but basketball gave me an education on life. Like just your mm-hmm. friendships. My old roommate, he and I went to sports camp together. So we played basketball together. Mm-hmm. What up, Simon Says?
Simon Says.
So him and I like had a great bond, and it's just created a lot of the relationships that I still have today. Mm-hmm. Because it's a different level of trust, creates communication, teamwork, and just like being able to commit to something and having mm-hmm. that as a child and just having that yeah. routine really helps. Also, it burns off their energy. So all my children are going to be playing sports.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, as much as I would love to put my kids in hockey. That'd be great. Still probably going to do it. Basketball, I'm hoping will still be their heart. Mm-hmm. Also, because it's easier on the wallet than buying all these hockey equipment. I mean, yes, the Jays are getting expensive, girl. They're getting expensive.
Hey, they're getting expensive day by day. Even for myself, I'm like, okay, do I want to spend $300? I mean, I do fit into a toddler, Jay, so
that's nice.
It's nice to be a girl sometimes, right? Okay, I'll save, you know, I'll spend $100, but then if I want the really nice ones, oh, $300 to $500, sometimes I'll splurge, but, you know, it's expensive, so.
Okay, so you maybe spend that much on a shoe, but then you just need a ball, and then you could be like, here's a ball, go run to the school, rather than hockey, you're like, suit up, and it's a lot.
Exactly, yeah, it's quick and easy, right? So before you leave, I love playing a game. It's called, answering questions on the clock. So you have 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
30 seconds, let's say. So when I was younger, I hated to
clean my room.
Okay. What's the most interesting thing people don't know about you?
I'm the youngest of 5 kids.
Okay. A burger or a salad?
Burger.
Sweats or a dress?
Pardon me?
Sweats or a dress?
Sweats.
Yeah, girl, me too. Well, thank you so much, Maria. Yeah, right. I know. COVID, man. I've been wearing sweats all day, all night. But thank you so much, Maria, for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thanks again. Well, this show can also be heard on the Barn Burner Radio Network on its 122 platforms. The Her Network is a part of the Barn Burner Media Network. Please check out barnburner.ca for all the news and programming. Barn Burner, watch it, hear it, read it, download it, love it. I'm Jessica Singh. Thanks for watching.